bomb blast at Texas FedEx.
The box was on a conveyor belt when the explosion occurred.
Storms tear up parts of the South.
It's a mess. It's a war zone in there.
Pedestrian killed by self-driving car.
As soon as she walked into the lane of traffic, she was struck by the vehicle.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by TheraWorks Relief.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Investigators are now swarming a delivery facility outside San Antonio, looking into the fifth bomb blast in Texas this month.
A device that exploded in the FedEx building about 12:30 this morning.
Police Lieutenant Manny Casas says one person was hurt.
There was a woman that was seen and released at the scene for possibly a sound injury, but she wasn't transported anything to a local hospital or anything.
CBS's Omar Villafranca says this package was addressed from Austin to Austin, scene of the other explosions.
If federal agents are able to match this bomb with the four bombs in Austin, it would be telling investigators that this is the first time this suspected bomber has tried to use a delivery service to deliver bombs. The first three were dropped off. The fourth one, which happened on Sunday, was a tripwire, so this bomber could be changing methods.
We're cleaning up storm damage in parts of the Southeast this morning. CBS's Mark Strassman is in Jacksonville, Alabama.
Powerful storms spawned tornadoes, brought strong winds, and dumped large hail. Michael Schell rode out the storm in a neighbor's basement. He emerged to find his home in shambles.
I'm heartbroken, but at the same time, I was rejoiced. Thank God that everybody's alive.
A fourth major snowstorm of the month is poised to strike the Northeast. A big storm system is headed to Southern California, too. Heavy rains expected. Tens of thousands have been ordered to leave their homes in Santa Barbara County, same area where January mudslides killed 21 people.
If there's anything that comes down, I might be out of my house for 2 weeks. So I've got groceries in the car to take to a friend's house, clothes.
Some places could get up to 10 inches of rain. Uber has now suspended all road tests of self-driving vehicles after one of those cars struck and killed a 49-year-old woman in Tempe, Arizona. CBS's Chris Van Cleve on the police investigation.
They say the woman went abruptly into the road and may not have given that vehicle enough time to be able to stop. Now, one of the questions for the National Transportation Safety Board once they get here is, should have all that technology on board that self-driving car been able to sense that the woman was coming?
Well, there was a backup driver in the vehicle at the time. Facebook stock lost more than 6% of its value yesterday as investors fled the social network following word that tens of millions of users had their data exploited by Cambridge Analytica, a British firm hired by the Trump campaign in 2016. CBS's Vicky Barker in London.
Britain's Data Protection Commissioner is seeking a warrant to search the offices of Cambridge Analytica as part of her investigation into just how it acquired data on 50 million Facebook users. The firm is dismissing new undercover footage of one of its executives boasting of using sex smear campaigns and fake bribes to sway elections in Africa and Europe. Cambridge says their executive was merely humoring the undercover reporter, posing as a wealthy Sri Lankan interested in hiring the firm.
Well, President Trump, who stepped up his attacks on the special counsel in the Russia investigation, has now added to his legal team. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy joins us live.
Mr. Trump's hiring of former federal prosecutor Joe DiGenova comes as the president has begun to Twitter blast Robert Mueller by name, and as conversations continue between Mueller and Mr. Trump's attorneys on an eventual interview. A frequent guest on conservative radio and television, DiGenova has argued the Justice Department and FBI concocted what he calls a brazen plot to hand the 2016 election to Hillary Clinton. He told Washington radio station WMAL yesterday morning, this amounts to a crisis.
And you have people in charge, Rod Rosenstein to be one, Chris Wray to be another, who do not understand that this is a crisis. They're behaving like children. They don't know how to lead. They don't know how to make public statements. They've disappeared.
DiGenova says Christopher Wray, Mr. Trump's hand-picked FBI director, has been too silent about the firing of the bureau's former top deputy, Andrew McCabe. Steve?
The Hollywood company, once run by Harvey Weinstein, has filed for bankruptcy protection 5 months after the first accusations of sexual misconduct against him surfaced. CBS's Steve Futterman.
The company says it does have a deal in place with an equity firm to buy its assets, but the deal must be approved by a bankruptcy court. The Weinstein Company said it's also releasing anyone who has signed a non-disclosure agreement in connection with the allegations against Harvey Weinstein.
A court challenge is being launched today, hours after Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant signed a restrictive abortion bill into law. Most procedures now banned after 15 weeks of gestation. 6 months after Hurricane Maria pounded Puerto Rico, CBS's David Begno has gone back to Yabucoa, where the storm made landfall.
65% of people living here still don't have electricity. Desperation has a relentless hold on people here.
The mayor told us a few days ago a local man took his life, a man in his 60s. Apparently the same day he was found hanging from a tree, power was restored to his house. Within the last few days, the power generation here on the island has hit 99%. So we wanted to talk to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which has the task of helping to restore electricity on the island.
The magnitude of destruction of this power grid is beyond anything that we've seen in America post-storm. 80% destruction of the grid.
Well, in Africa, an animal's death has put an entire species in peril, as we hear from CBS's Sam Litzinger.
He was the last male white northern rhino in the world, meaning the species is nearly gone except for two females. One of Sudan's keepers had been spending time with him as his health failed.
It was the most overwhelming feeling of just disappointment in the human race. How we have let it get to this.
Northern white rhinos were already classified as extinct in the wild. Scientists are looking at ways to restore the species, maybe through stem cell technology or even cloning. But it's too late for Sudan.
The latest dog to encounter flight confusion is an 8-week-old puppy traveling from Richmond to Boise. The dog did not make it home on Saturday as planned on Delta Airlines, ending up in Las Vegas, then Salt Lake City. The pup made it to Idaho the next day. Two award-winning performers have teamed up for the unofficial soundtrack for an upcoming day of activism.
It's a Broadway musical mashup that benefits this weekend's student-led march to end gun violence in Washington.
We may not yet have reached our glory.
Hamilton's Lin-Manuel Miranda swapping songs with Dear Evan Hansen's Ben Platt.
Have you ever felt like nobody was there?
The track is available on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, Google Play, and Amazon.
When our children tell their story.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
First Lady Melania Trump holds her first public event on cyberbullying today. A year ago, she indicated she wanted to pursue that issue. Execs from social media companies will be at the White House to discuss what's been done on the internet to try to stop bullying. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.